Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Shell Mound.
That'd be really weird. There was a seafood restaurant there, maybe.
That would work.
Or a little oyster bar.
Yeah, or a place that makes coconut candy bars. One of the two. No? Mounds? No?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That went right over my head. I had the shell in my mind.
I went with the mound. So, you know, that's why we're a great team, Robbie.
Yes, I appreciate that. I appreciate you putting two and two together there.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. The turkey's going to have his day on Thursday. The other 6 days of the week, they can belong to the beef. You're going to be cooking out this weekend, watching college football, the last weekend of the regular season. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And, of course, we're only, you know, once we get past Thanksgiving, we turn into Christmas. We all know that beef is what's for Christmas. Those prime ribs will be a star on Christmas Day. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. They will be doing the Beat the Clock in-store only on Friday, Black Friday. So get there early to save more. Two locations. You go to the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. If you're in Oxford, I can't say anything. You know, by all means, go shop there. You got an Ole Miss fan in your life, they got as wide a selection as anybody's going to have. For red and blue, but plenty of maroon and white as well. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, a bank that knows you, not just your money, a bank that's going to have a relationship with you, the customer, not just you, the account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk, we are just, one day away from Thanksgiving. It means we're two days away from the battle for the golden egg. Just so much going on in our world at this time.
I'm really excited about Turkey Day.
I am ham
and all the fixins, I'm ready.
I love fixins. So what's your favorite fixin? But what's your favorite Thanksgiving side? If you're like, you can only have pick
Dixons.
One.
Dixons. That's the Eastbound and Down.
I know what it is. I didn't know we were going to have all those.
The Fixins. No, we're going to have all the Fixins. Oh.
You did that voice really good.
My favorite Fixins. My favorite Fixins. Oh, man.
That will pass out. What's your favorite side dish?
Probably chicken dressing.
Okay.
With some gravy on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Mine is mashed. I like the mashed taters and gravy. That's me.
I don't get enough mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I did. I was really excited to come to yours last year, and I got some.
Yeah.
That has not been a fixture with our family for whatever reason. We have everything under the sun. One year, my sister made like chowder or something. We have everything, but mashed potatoes for some reason.
You mean
mac and cheese is really good.
Let me come to your house. I'll go buy a sack of potatoes. I'll cook them for you.
See, I never get potatoes because Becky doesn't like potatoes.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Yeah.
So I never get potato. I don't get. I mean, I'll get sweet potato, but we don't eat baked potatoes.
No, we
No,
do.
that's a definite
I
no
got a
for her.
5 pound bag of Yukon Golds. I'm gonna
See,
boil them,
I love
run them.
mashed potatoes.
I run them through that potato ricer. I get them super smooth, and then I throw in about, I don't know, 5 pounds of potatoes, 3 sticks of butter sounds about right to me, and
Sure.
go from there. So,
Why not?
all right,
I'm
let's jump in.
excited.
I am too. Let's jump into the rumblings. Rumblings are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a
Before we
call.
get into this, I gotta run this by you, because I'm in the process of doing this right now. So I do my NFL stats every week, my update on Mississippi State players. And this debate was kind of sparked last night when Woody Marks had the interlocking shirt on at the press conference or whatever.
Can I finish the ad read and then you can ask me this?
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, I still got to give the phone number. Give me
Okay, give me the
it's
phone number.
60 seconds. I was like, where are we going with this? Give them a call at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, the Golden Triangle, or the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I'm making an executive decision to include Woody Marks on this list. Is that foul or
So
is
you've
that a
got a former Bulldogs in the NFL column,
yes?
and you want to know if my opinion should Woody Marks be in there? Woody Marks played, what, 4 seasons at Mississippi State? Had
Quite
some
a full
good years.
career.
Yeah,
He
I
played a
mean,
full career.
1 year at USC, I would say you can absolutely include him. Now, people are going to say, well, what about Malik Heath? Do you include Malik Heath?
No, because he was only here for 2 years, wasn't he? And I guess that would be a full time for a JUCO guy, but this is a little different for
It's different
me.
because he went to Ole Miss. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, but
I have no problem including Woody Marks in that. I mean, he was photographed yesterday wearing Mississippi State gear, wearing interlocking gear, if I'm correct. I think if you asked Woody Marks, where did you go to school, he would say Mississippi State.
probably so.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he played an
Respect.
entire, like, that's where I don't understand where this goes. Like, do we go over the last school for a guy? This guy, I mean, Will Rogers,
Will Rogers is a former Mississippi
if
State
he
player.
was an NFL guy, I feel like I would include him in that too.
100%. He's our state's all-time leading passer. Yes, you would have to include him
If
there.
you played 4 years at a college,
You went to school
that
there.
is where you're from. Yeah,
Yes.
he had at least one degree from state. I don't know if he had two, but
Yes. You're in the
yeah,
right. You're in the
I'm
right.
doing it.
If anybody tells you different, they're wrong. All right.
I'm doing it.
Let's jump in. The rumblings are here. Nathan Kelly, if Pauly Galtieri was rooting for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin walked out, what would be the tipping point where he throws up his hands and says, how much more betrayal can I take? I know the answer to this. It's
The tipping point.
the Knox Kiffin photo of him with the LSU headphones. That was the breaking point for Paulie.
That went too far.
I feel like I've been stabbed in the heart.
These kids today.
Yeah.
It really is kind of crazy. Like, Ole Miss fans have like just accepted this family with open arms. They've made this guy king. And he just continuously trolls them for what reason? Like what is the I don't understand the point of it.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever brings some of these people pain and misery, I'm for. These people have been
This is
completely
why.
disrespectful to you and I over the years. They've talked trash, they've talked about our families, they've called you fat, they've called me fat. So yeah, whatever makes these people upset makes me happy. I'm just gonna be completely honest with you.
Robbie's mind is right. It has never been righter. Damon Ladner asks, why does Future Brian sound like a guy you'd throat punch if you ever met him? What the hell, bro? What did Future
Jeez.
Brian ever do to you? It's not his fault. All he does is report the news.
People get like really angry at us to the point where they want to fight
You
us.
want to,
I don't understand
I
it.
tell you what, you want to throat punch Future Brian, you better bring a lunch. That's an all-day job, my friend. He ain't no, you know what. All right, moving forward. Kivas Wright, two questions. Did you guys watch AEW Full Gear? If so, what were your thoughts? I know you did not, but I did. AEW knows how to do pay-per-view, right? The matches are always really good. And again, Robbie, I know you're not gonna buy it, but there's some long-term storytelling happening in AEW right now that's working. And I'm fascinated to see which direction they continue to go. You know, they got one of their big stars back last Saturday. They've got a couple more that are still on the shelf. When they all get back, I think they got a chance to really be going in the right direction.
Who did they get back?
Swerve Strickland was back.
Oh, okay.
So, and I love Swerve Strickland, one of my favorite wrestlers right now. What are your go-to desserts for Thanksgiving? What a great question. I encourage all going forward next year, Egg Bowl time, Thanksgiving food questions are the best questions. So
Pecan pie
pecan pie is
is at the
maybe the
top.
goat, maybe the goat.
Yes, at the top.
So we will have chocolate pie, chocolate cream pie, and then coconut cream pie. And what my
Okay.
wife does, instead of making a big pie, she just buys like the little tart shells and makes mini pies. So you
Yeah.
make your own little pie. She'll do a pumpkin, some pumpkin, cream cheese cupcakes. Always good. And then, you know, anything else you want to bring, I don't complain about. But pecan pie is probably the number one. I am not a pumpkin pie guy. I'm just
Me
not.
neither.
What about sweet
No.
potato pie? Do you like sweet potato pie?
I'll eat it. It's not my favorite,
You
but
rather,
I'll
I
eat it.
think almost everybody I know would rather have their sweet potatoes like on the Thanksgiving plate, not on the dinner
Yes.
dessert plate.
I want a sweet potato casserole or just a baked sweet potato would be fine.
All right. The Allegheny Boys tennis program says, did you guys know the last three times State has played Ole Miss in Starkville on November 28th, State has won 09, 13, and 19. Go, my dogs. Our minds are right, especially up here in Virginia. There's some
Very good.
mystical trends working in State's favor in this game. We'll see if any of them pay off. Steve Mormon, since it's Thanksgiving, we're all about to feast. What's your vote on turkey? Smoked, baked, or fried? Well, baked is not the right word. All right, it's roasted. It's roasted in the oven. We're not baking the turkey. I'm always do my turkey in the oven because that's the way to make the best gravy. You can't really get gravy from you can't have you don't have any turkey drop drippings if you have fried or smoked turkey. So I
You
do it the
create
baked way.
gravy, but not in the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
You can make a gravy, but it wouldn't be the
doesn't have
same.
that turkey flavor in it. So I always the grill. I'm using my big green egg on Thursday. It's going to be for the big pork loin that I have, but the turkey goes in the oven. That's how.
Yes.
What about
That's
you?
how we've always cooked it.
Oh, yeah, roast in the oven. Not, and that being said, I love fried turkey and I love smoked turkey. I will eat them if you invite me to your Thanksgiving and I come and you're saying, hey, we smoked a couple turkeys, gonna eat it. We fried a couple turkeys, gonna eat it. Love it.
Believe it or not, I've never had fried turkey.
It's good. It's good. It's you know, it can be a problem if you don't know what you're doing, but it's good. It's very good.
Make sure it's not frozen
Oh yeah, don't no,
when you
don't do
drop
that.
that thing in the
Don't do that.
fryer.
Don't do that. Colby Rushing, I fully expect Lebby to coach next season, but is there a realistic scenario where he's fired shortly after the Egg Bowl? No, I don't think there's a realistic one.
I mean, if they get beat like 50-0, I think
Maybe.
there would be conversations.
Maybe. Is that realistic?
No,
So,
it's not. No. So I don't think there's any way he gets fired.
is there a certain meal you like to make with your Thanksgiving leftovers? I like to make a turkey and dressing sandwich. I just like to make a layer of mac and cheese, and I'll put some turkey and maybe some pork on top of it. Maybe a little gravy over that. That's that. That would be
Isn't the
awesome.
turkey and dressing sandwich like a New Orleans thing or something?
Okay. Oh yeah,
It's
absolutely.
like a po' boy with
Yeah,
like turkey dressing, cranberry sauce,
It's
something
become
like
a
that.
national thing. Like Firehouse does one now, but
Yeah.
it's very. I think it very much has some roots down there.
I'm just like I'm not a huge turkey guy. Like
I see. I
I
love turkey.
definitely eat it on Thanksgiving because that's what you do. But it's down the list for me on meat because it dries out easily.
Got
It's
to know what
just,
you're doing. Yeah.
you know, if it, I love the flavor of my dad's turkey. He does a great job with the turkey every single year. It's juicy. It's not dried out. It's a good turkey. But I'm just not a huge turkey guy. I'll eat deli sliced turkey for a sandwich. Yeah.
I'll cook a turkey breast, you know, throughout the year sometimes and just
Yeah.
get a whole turkey
I
breast.
know you like turkey. I'm
I
just
love
not a
turkey.
huge fan
Yeah,
of
everybody's the same. Everybody's different. Another one from Damon Ladner. Would you pay a coach that's never taken his team to a championship game $15 million? Well, first off, he has taken his team to a championship game, has he not? Didn't Florida Atlantic win a Conference
Oh,
USA
so they
championship
did his last year he
last
actually
year?
coached in the game. Yeah. Conference USA, is that right?
But I believe that's correct. So, that being said, that's the price to get Lane Kiffin, because that's who you're asking about. Then yeah, that's the price to get Lane Kiffin. And if a guy, you have to look at it like this. This guy has won 10 games or more now four times. Is that right? 21, 23, 24, four times.
And could have been, had he not been flirting with Auburn, it could have been
five. It would have been more.
It could have been five in a row.
They've been the most successful program in this conference, not named Georgia or Alabama, since he took over.
Yeah.
So it becomes like, well, if he can do that there, what could he do at a school that has more resources?
It's totally projection. It's saying we're paying this for the return of investment being he's going to win us national championships. Now, he has not proven to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But what LSU is saying in Florida is, you know, we won a national championship with Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
If you're LSU, you know, we won a national championship with Les Miles, who ate grass. Like these guys won national titles at LSU. What could Lane Kiffin do, who has actually built a strong program at Ole Miss? What could he do with our resources? Now, I don't think he's going to live up to that reputation, or to that expectation, I guess you should say. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to underperform at LSU. That's just my personal opinion. But that's what they believe they have to pay to convince him to leave the situation he's in. Because no matter what he says about he doesn't make decisions based on money, that's going to be a part of the process. That's why you have all sides playing each other with Jimmy Sexton. There's no way this isn't about money in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss would be willing to pay probably 15 to keep him, if I had to guess.
They would easily pay that, yes. All right, we got a rapid fire for you from Papa Crawdad. Here we go. So you got two choices. You got to pick one.
Okay.
Anthony Dixon, Jarius Norwood. It's rapid.
I think I'll go AD.
Okay. Fred Smoot, Jonathan Banks.
Oh, I'm sorry, JB. I got to go with Smoot just because of the trash talk.
He'll find out if you said otherwise. So
Jeff, oh, he will. I love JB.
Jeff Simmons, Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox.
Jeffrey Simmons.
All right. Bernard McKinney, KJ Wright.
And their prime, McKinney.
Okay. Brian Hazelwood, Kyle Ferry.
Kyle Ferry's been more consistent.
The real answer is Scott Westerfield.
It is. And Scott Westerfield's probably the best there.
Chris Relf, Sleepy Robinson.
Ooh. Sleepy?
All right. Porkchop Womack, Charles Cross.
I got to go Charles Cross. Charles
Cross, the best offensive lineman the state's ever had. Willie Blade, Ellis Wims.
Willie Blade.
Yeah, I agree. John Bond, Wayne Madkin.
John Bond.
Nico Whitley, Pig Prather.
Pig.
Dan Mullen, Jackie Wayne.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
Jackie had higher highs, but also lower lows. I think I'll go Mullen.
Yeah. All right. If Lebby loses on Friday, Joe Moorhead, Jeff Lebby.
Yikes.
It's Moorhead.
Moorhead inherited a better situation. I think I'll still go with Jeff Lebby.
Okay.
The results are the results don't bear that out, but I like Lebby's offense better. And Moorhead just kind of like you and me could have coached that team to 8 wins in 2018.
Yeah. John Cohen, Scott Strickland.
Strickland.
Yeah, if Strickland could have gotten Kiffin there, he would have been alum of the year. Yeah. Last one, John Sokoloff or me?
Ooh.
It's Sock.
I played the fifth.
I know. It's Sock. I don't know.
I can't turn on either one of y'all.
I hear you.
I love you both the same.
Okay. Matthew Anthony, happy Thanksgiving. What reasons can you give why so many of the top high school talent in the state goes out of state, and how could it be improved to keep them here? Just right now, that's the trend, and you've got people in this state working against state and Ole Miss to get kids out of the state. And I don't know what you got to do to alleviate that, but it doesn't make a lot of sense. Especially like those kids don't want to go to state. That's fine. I get it, right? State's been down. I understand. Ole Miss is one of the best programs in the country. Like, these kids should be wanting to go to Ole Miss, and they aren't. So that's how you know it's not just State's problem. It's a wider problem.
Yeah, I don't blame the in-state schools right now, honestly. I guess they could do better job, but I just think kids, first of all, just do not – they for whatever reason, they don't think it's cool to go to State or Ole Miss. They think it's cool to go out of state, and I don't understand that, but whatever. Also, you know, the book's kind of out on Mississippi. This is a hidden gem for many years. Well, now everybody kind of knows there's a lot of talent here that you can come pick apart. And so it's becoming more of a melting pot as far as kids wanting to go to other places because all these other schools are coming in here and recruiting. And then you have the runners and the street agents and guys getting involved in the process that are telling kids that they can do so much better than in-state. Those people are very bad for kids in this state. They're very bad for the state of Mississippi. All they're looking for is a handout. They want a promotion. They want money. That's all they're about. They're not about the kids. They're not about what's right.
You're right.
And that's a problem for the in-state schools. Those people are problems. And they sit here and they pay taxes in the state and they have houses and they buy food and all that stuff in the state and they're pushing kids out of it.
Yeah.
So tell me why you think you're good for the state of Mississippi.
You aren't. I'll be the first one.
So those people are bad. The kids just don't want to be here. And then I don't think there's as much of an investment from the in-state schools and those kids. All of that has got to be better.
Yeah. I think a lot of the in-state schools look at it and go, hey, if we miss on them, we'll be their first choice if they get back in the portal.
Yeah.
Because they want to
and also, home. I think, you know, Mississippi is doing what the other states are doing. And Mississippi State and Ole Miss, they're going out and recruiting players from other states.
Yeah.
They're going to Texas and Georgia and Louisiana and Florida. So it is what it is.
Also from Matthew, what's your prediction for War Games?
War Games!
I love that CM Punk brought Regal. I was like, Regal?
Yeah, he just popped up out of nowhere. It was awesome. Yeah,
that was great.
So it's CM Punk, it's the Usos, Roman Reigns. Is he in that?
You're going to have to carry this, man. I have no idea. I'm not watching.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah.
Because there's two. The women's is going to be a good one as well.
I'll tell you this. The women's Blood and Guts match on AEW was better than the men's.
It was very good. I watched it. It was very good. All right. So it's Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Roman, and the Usos. That's awesome. Brock Lesnar, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, and Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. That's going to be legit.
Should be a good match.
My prediction for that is that Brock and the Vision go over.
Okay.
They've been really pushing the Vision.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. And then the women's is Becky Lynch, the Kabuki Warriors, Nia Jax, and Lash Legend. Andrea Howard's going to be in War Games.
Yeah.
How about that? And then AJ Lee,
to Rhea Ripley, for practice.
Yeah, Charlotte Flair, Io Sky, and Alexa Bliss. I predict there's going to be some animosity with Charlotte Flair in there. There's going to be some problems. But whatever. John Cena versus Dirty Dom. Steffi Vakir versus Nikki Bella. That should be pretty good. That's going to be on Saturday, so should be able to watch that one live.
There we go.
I love how they've made that the song for that War Pigs.
Oh, yeah, as they should. That's a great, great choice. Adam Carnathan asks, do you believe Lebby will finally find his inner pirate on Friday and win back the Golden Egg? First off, Mike Leach, 1-2 in the Egg Bowl. Why? We don't necessarily need to channel the inner pirate on this one.
Well, you could channel the inner pirate on the situation where Lane Kiffin's looking for a way out.
I hope that's the case. Yeah.
They did win that one.
So we make pricks on Friday, so we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
Another one from Damon Ladner. With it being hate week, who is your most hated or despised Ole Miss player or person, past or present? Richard Cross. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's obviously Borky. No, I'm still just kidding. We had this discussion the other day. I forget who we were talking to, but I was like – but the Ole Miss.
Somebody asked the person, the Ole Miss player you despise the most.
Right. Where were
we? It was John, wasn't it?
May have been. I was like, to this day, I hate Jason Harrison the most, I think. I can't stand that guy. Every time he shot the basketball, I was like, how is this guy on the court?
It was just because like you couldn't stop him and he was like 5'2".
I think that a lot of it is with basketball because you see their faces. Like, if you said rank your least favorite Ole Miss people, him, Jozon Darby, and
Marshall Henderson.
Henderson are way up the list.
Yeah. A guy, who was the guy before Marshall Henderson that was like their throw it up and
Todd
it,
Abernathy. Is that who you're thinking of?
no, it wasn't Abernathy. It was the guy with dreads.
Stephon Moody?
Stephon Moody, yeah. He was like, if you're a state person, you couldn't stand the guy, but he was actually like a really good dude and like he didn't talk trash. He just kind of went out there and just busted it. It is probably like a basketball guy, but Marshall was probably number one.
You know who killed us? Brian Tyree. Killed
Yes,
State every
Brian
time we
Tyree
played
was a
them.
killer. They
Correct.
always had like for so many years they had that one guy that could just fill it up, and like that's the only guy. And then they had Andy Kennedy had like Murphy Holloway,
Yeah,
and
had some good role
they
players.
actually had some good role players with it.
Football is probably Chad Kelly. I just did not like him at all.
Just had the face.
Breland Speaks would be an easy choice as well. Going back to like the 80s, I hated Tommy Luke. Hated him. So,
They have roots to Winston County.
yeah, I know. All right. Tyler Hunt, here we go. What are your top three Thanksgiving sides and your top three Christmas movies? Sides, mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese, and probably dressing.
Yeah, I can get on board with all three of those.
All right. Very good. Top three Christmas movies. All right. I am a Christmas Story guy. I love A Christmas Story. It's going to make the list. Die Hard. It's going to make the list. And I
Oh.
watch A Christmas Carol every year. I love A Christmas Carol.
Which one?
I like the one with either George C. Scott or Patrick Stewart. Either one of them.
So the old one.
Dude, if
Black and
that's the one
white.
that's. No. But I don't know who does that guy. I don't know who that guy is. George C. Scott was in the 80s.
Oh, okay. I prefer Scrooged over the
Scrooge
Christmas
is
Vacation.
an honorable mention. I love Scrooge. It's such a good movie.
Mine is Christmas Vacation is obviously number one on my list. I love Four Christmases.
Yeah, you've talked about that. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus. All right. What about Elf?
Elf is up there.
Elf
Elf is
is up
very
there.
good.
Okay. Very good. Honorable mention also to Lethal Weapon. That is a Christmas movie. It is.
We're going to Lethal Weapon and Die Hard on
Die
here.
Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie. In Lethal Weapon, when you first meet Martin Riggs, where is he?
I don't know. I haven't
He's
seen that
buying
movie
a
forever.
Christmas tree. He's in
I
a Christmas tree lot doing a drug deal.
these are movies set during Christmas time. I don't count those as Christmas movies.
It's a Christmas movie. Oh, call it away. It's a Christmas movie. For
I
me,
feel
it
like
is.
you're just going out of the way to make that
I'm just
point.
saying it's a Christmas movie.
But that's not an honorable mention.
Some
That
people will
shouldn't be
say
among
Rocky
your
Four
favorite.
because it's the they
We're
fight on Christmas Day. I don't know if I buy that one. So yeah,
gonna put
that's like
Rocky IV in there because they have, but that's when they got the robot, wasn't it?
yeah, happy birthday, Polly. Yes, that's when they have that. Yes. Let's do a couple more and then we'll go to the break here. Crystal Method, funniest Egg Bowl memory before you worked in the media, not related to the on-field result. From before I've talked about it. The blind guy
Yes.
at Vaught Hemingway. He wasn't actually blind. He just was sneaking in liquor and cowbells.
That was
That's
amazing.
my that's that I still laugh when I think about that. That and Corey Peterson getting kicked right in the ease.
My cousin.
Right in the ease.
I don't know if I there's not many funny Egg Bowl memories. It's always stressful.
Yeah. Also from the Crystal Method, would you rather eat green bean casserole at Thanksgiving, talk politics or Lane Kiffin at Thanksgiving, or rewatch the Missouri game? I'd much rather
Ooh.
talk Lane Kiffin.
I think I'm just gonna go A.
You eat the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
We never do green bean casserole. We do green beans, but we don't do green bean
I
casserole.
actually like green bean casserole.
All right, one more here. Tim Lang, assuming Lane goes to LSU, Ole Miss likely spends half as much on their next coach as they were willing to pay Lane. Why do schools aim lower and spend less with replacement coaches? I disagree. They probably won't pay $15 million, but
No.
if they can get like John Sumrall, they're going to pay him seven or eight, and maybe nine. They're going to be paying a good wage. It's not like they're going from. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, State lets go of Arnett. They should have gone big and offered somebody like $7, $8 million, $9 million a year. I don't know why schools do that sometimes.
Well, I think it's just that you pay for what you get, and
Yeah.
I don't think State was going out and saying we're going to go find a coach for $3 million.
Yeah.
I think that's just what you got, and you don't pay them. You don't pay them what you know Mike Leach was making.
Right.
Mike Leach earned what he was making based on 25 years of being a coach.
Right.
You know, it's just like any other job. Like you get to a certain position, and you've been there for a long time. Well, you continue to build your salary up. The next person probably is not going to have the same salary as you did, based on experience or lack of.
Yeah.
So, who they get is not going to be the caliber of Lane Kiffin. That's almost impossible for them at this point.
Right.
I mean, if they went out and got Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
If they went out and got Lincoln Riley, that would be a guy that would be worth $12 million or something, or you know, around what Lane Kiffin was making. They're not going to get a Lincoln Riley. They're not going to get somebody of that caliber. They got Lane Kiffin because no one on this level wanted to touch him at the time. So that was kind of like a luck of the draw thing for them. And then he built his salary to what it was based on the results he had.
Right. If Leach had not passed away, because I think if Leach doesn't pass away, I think in 2023, State's still really good, right? Because defensively, they were fine.
We won probably eight games.
Eight or nine games, right? Rodgers still in the air raid. He's the SEC's all-time leading passer. You're all good. They probably take a step back last year, but it's Leach, right? I mean, what's a step back? 6-6? Maybe 5-7? I mean, last year, Leach would have probably won all four of the non-conference games and found a way to win two conference games. I mean, he just would have, right? He'd be making close to 10 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind. So,
yeah.
I mean, if Lebby had this year held on and beaten Texas and Tennessee, beaten Florida, and could win on Saturday, he'd be getting a raise to like $7 or $8 million.
I mean, middle of the season, we had people saying, lock him up now.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
You get him. And now we have people saying, lock him up, like, put him in jail.
Put him in jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more thing, and then we'll go to this. Brogan Fairchild, hey Dad, where does Friday's Sports Talk Mississippi rank as far as the most fun shows? The most fun I've ever had on a show, I think, was the Monday after State's last Egg Bowl win in 22, which I guess would have been on the Friday show. Now that I think about it, because that game was on Thanksgiving, where I had Joel Coleman in here to throw a chair at me, and we still thought Kiffin was leaving. So we had that going as well. Yeah, that was probably the most fun. Friday was a lot of fun just because
Richard was not happy about the chair throwing incident, was he?
Anytime I have done a bit that makes fun of Ole Miss, he gets so like when I fell out of my chair to make fun of the injuries. He was just like, I was in the middle of an ad read. We put that clip on Twitter and it got like 300,000 views. I'm like, I just got C Spire 300,000 views that we would not have had otherwise. I did you a favor. Yeah. Yeah. God forbid anybody talk about flagship like that. All right. And that's one from Brogan. What was your favorite meal y'all had in New Orleans? Well, we have two choices, Robbie.
We didn't get enough. But, well, we had three. We did have the suite.
We had the food at the suite, which was fine. But I think the dinner was better.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
You know, the breakfast that we had might have been
really good.
My favorite.
It was really good. I wouldn't disagree. It's close. You know, it's New Orleans, man. You got to go out of your way to have a bad meal. You got to really try hard.
You have to go to McDonald's for that.
Yeah, even the McDonald's in New Orleans is better than the average McDonald's.
They'll probably throw your burgers at you.
They might. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Two great places this Friday if you were looking for a post game. Hopefully, victory celebration. Go check out dinner at the Older Brother and at Two Brothers. Whenever people are coming to Starkville, and they reach out to me and Robbie, like, hey, where should we go? You know that we are always going to say Two Brothers Smoke Meats, and we're going to say the Older Brother. There are two great places. Hopefully, you check them out this weekend. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Hey, brother.
If you are looking for business technology, if you need a new copier or a new printer, you need to talk to the good people at Advantage Business Systems. They will get you set up with not only the piece of machinery that you're looking for, but more importantly, they're going to give you that assurance that, hey, if something goes wrong, you call me. We'll get it taken care of probably the same day because I can just make a quick drive from Mississippi. I'm in Mississippi just like you. They make it so easy to do business with them. That's why they've been open for. They've been open for 50 years.
Sorry, I heard some rustling downstairs. It sounded like plastic bags. It sounded like Natty was getting into the chocolate.
No, don't do that. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. All right, Maroon & Co., Black Friday. Let's get through it. Open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., but they will be closed during the game, which is cool, right? So you don't need to be shopping during the game. You need to be at the game. 8 to 8:30, 40% off. Everything in the store excludes, here's the exclusions, Turtle Box, Yeti Coolers, Washed Bottom Land, Fan Can, and Panoramas. Those are, and then 8:30 to 9, 30% off, same exclusions. 9 to 7, 20% off. That's the same exclusion. So they're going to have a lot of stuff going on. We'll give you the Saturday details and the Cyber Sunday and Monday details as well on our Friday podcast. But that's what they've got. So starting at 8 a.m., 40% off. Then it goes to 30% off 30 minutes later. And then the rest of the day, it's 20% off on Black Friday. So head over to Maroon & Co. if you're going to be in Starkville for the Egg Bowl on Friday. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden, another place you want to do your Christmas shopping at. Guys, it doesn't matter who you are, what you like to do. I promise you, Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden has something for you. Everybody has their hobbies. Everybody has the things they enjoy. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden has something there for you. And if the thing you enjoy is keeping a great-looking yard, John Deere is the way to go. That is the best of the best, and you need John Deere Green under the Christmas tree this year. Go see our friends at Scruggs. Check out the financing deals. They've got great deals available, great financing, 0% in some cases, up to 84 months in some cases. Check it out. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the great and sovereign state of Mississippi, you need to know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you're trying to buy or sell land or just trying to maintain and manage the property you already have, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. A fully trained, fully certified staff, people who have been in this business for a long, long time, they're going to make your property as profitable and as sustainable as they can. Whatever you're looking to do with your property, or if you're looking to sell or buy property, you need to know that name. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right. Mark Burleson. I know all good friends know that one thing that gets the other person agitated or mouthy. Robbie, what's the one thing that gets Brian going and Brian for Robbie? I will go first. I know, Robbie, it's not paying attention. If he's talking, I need to be listening.
I have screamed at Brian twice in the last month.
It's been bad.
Like very contentious.
It hurt my feelings a little bit.
No, it is. Like, it is. Like, if I'm having a conversation, you're just like, you completely ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
I might be looking around. I have a hard time focusing.
Yeah,
but I can hear.
Right,
I can hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I'm telling a story, you are totally checked out,
mm-hmm.
completely and totally.
I'm listening right now. I'm locked in.
Thank you. You're trying to put on a show for the listeners at this point. This is all ruse.
All right. What's the thing that sets me off?
I don't know. I don't really. I don't. You don't really have a quick trigger like I do.
I don't. I do a good job trying to keep my temper in check because once I lose it, it's not a pleasant.
Stingray. Stingray sets off Brian.
Not necessarily. People who are trying to, if I'm trying to work, like if I'm actually doing something, like you and I doing this, is one thing, right? If I'm doing work and you're trying to distract me. I'm trying to work. Leave me alone. So yeah, that could be up there.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to think of it. I'm gonna be on Rippy's pod, and he was like, "Hey, can you be on the pod?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. You know, give me a time." He's like, "All right, great. Can Stingray join us?" And I was just like, "Sorry." Like, come on, man. I don't know the one thing that just makes me. I don't know what it is. So,
I every now and then, me and Rippy exchange messages, and we
yeah.
just talk about
Me too.
both sides. You know, hey, what's going on with this and that from Ole Miss and
Exactly.
State? And I watched him and Ben Garrett yesterday on their YouTube thing, and I thought it was funny. Ben brought up the Trinidad Chambliss message.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Rippy, what do you think about this? What's kind of your thoughts on it?" And he said, I wonder if he grabbed the phone from Lane after Lane sent send on that."
Well, at least he took the quotes out, took the
Yeah,
quotations out.
exactly.
All right. Jarrett Reister, kind of bummed not to see Stonka play defense or offense this year unless I missed it. Do you think he could be a two-way player in the future? I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for Stonka. I'm not concerned, overly concerned about a transfer or anything like that. I the fact that he wasn't able to make a bigger impact this year was surprising to me. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I think he just kind of hit a wall
Yeah.
this year as far as like that transition over to defense. They have a lot of confidence in him moving forward, but sometimes you make a move like that and it's just kind of the learning curve is a lot. I mean,
Yeah.
it's one thing to play that position in high school, but he went from learning one specific position in the SEC to having to go to entirely different side of the ball. So yeah, I mean, it remains to be seen. He's definitely got the skill set to go out there and be a productive safety, but we'll have to see.
Jared Reister, what was the road trip playlist for y'all's trip to New Orleans? It wasn't a playlist, just Robbie put his phone on, and his music selections are always solid. I don't think there was one time I was like, this sucks.
It was Robbie's mix.
Yeah.
That is my playlist. It
Yeah.
is literally just.
All the like songs.
It's everything. It's
What
it. I
app are you
just
using there? Are you Spotify?
Spotify. Yeah,
Okay.
it's over 6,000 songs,
That's more than me. How many do I
and
have?
it's just everything. It's
See here.
everything you can imagine.
My
It's
library.
Christian music, rap, rock, metal,
6,000. I
country.
only have 1,074. Jeez Louise.
I add it all to the playlist. I don't do the like songs thing. I send it all to Robbie's mix.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, it's literally everything that you can imagine in there. It's anything that you can think of. It's not Coy Welborn's playlist, but it
No, how
is.
would it be? How could it be?
Yeah, but
With
he has
Gloria.
songs on there that we didn't even know existed, like Van Morrison singing Laura Branigan's Gloria.
Yes, exactly. God, an all-time moment there.
That was an all-time like Twitter argument.
I was so sad the next day when all that got deleted and I was blocked. I was like, God, that was great. I can't believe it. Working for the weekend, excluding cranberry sauce, what are your top three Thanksgiving food pairs to eat in the same bite?
Hate cranberry sauce.
I make a homemade one. It's good.
Yeah,
I
I'm not a
just
fan.
started liking it, and I was like, man, this is actually really good. It cuts the richness.
I mix all my stuff, like the dressing, peas, that's all mixed together.
You're a mixer. I tend to be a I'll take a bite here, but I don't like that being said, I don't have a problem a little mashed potatoes and gravy on the fork with some turkey or some pork, some
I
mac
don't
and
do
cheese
like,
same way.
there's some people that it's kind of strange. Like they put it all together and just stir it
No, I
together
don't
and
want
stuff.
that.
Like
I don't want a soup.
I'll
No.
just like move this into this and
Yeah.
take the same bite with it.
Yeah. Jonathan Boyd, how does the science work Friday? Three options as I see it. Football win, Hoops win, biggest rival loses their coach win. I don't think Kiffin's situation affects the science. It is
It
strictly
doesn't,
a
but
Mississippi State phenomenon.
if it did, it would be lumped into football.
Right.
But I think 99.9% of Mississippi State fans would take a loss against SMU for an Egg Bowl
I
win.
think even Chris Jans would have to be talked into it. Be like, come on, we gotta be
Yeah,
smart here.
this has to happen. But that's the science. It needs to be football wins, and then if it's and again, folks, it's not impossible for both teams to win. I don't want to discourage you.
We saw it on
We
Monday.
saw it on Monday. It was it, but you see how difficult it is. The science pushes back against it.
It's also not impossible for both teams to lose. Let's just be clear on that.
Well, that happened the other day too.
That's an easier one, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Where are we here? Working for the weekend. Either of you tried the pecan pie bluebell ice cream? It is top notch. Have you
I'll
tried
bet
it?
it
Why
is.
not? Sounds good. What are some other desserts that should get the ice cream treatment? There is no dessert you can't make into an ice cream, in my opinion. A key lime pie ice cream would be delicious. A cheesecake ice cream is delicious. I've had that. A
Yeah.
blueberry pie, a chocolate cake ice cream. Sure,
They've
why
had
not?
oatmeal cream pie
It
ice cream.
exists. It's good. There's Kit Kat and Snickers ice cream. It's good.
Chocolate chip. I mean, yeah, it's
You can't go wrong.
everything that's sweet.
Would a Skittles like sherbet be good or sorbet?
Sure.
I think it would be
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm not as much a fan of those, like the, Skittle flavor, lime flavor. Like, I don't really like mixing that. Like, I want my ice cream to be closer to like chocolate
Yeah.
or something like that.
No, I got you. Where are we here? Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Do you either of you know how to make Ole Miss cookies? You put them in an egg bowl and beat them.
That's the
Very old joke.
old joke that's been around for a long time.
Long time, man.
We used to tell that when we were like in junior high.
Brick Thomas, best Thanksgiving story, football, overeating, or egg bowl? I've already mentioned my favorite egg bowl stories, I guess. For eating too much. My favorite ever Thanksgiving Day tailgate was the 99 Egg Bowl. It poured down rain, so we got under the terrace at the post office on campus. We had two tables worth of food. Just it was unbelievable. Great food, and then you have that great game to match that. That's an all-timer right there for me. Got anything?
Sorry, I just had this loser tweet at me. Like, I do this story yesterday
I'm
about
excited to check your mentions. Go ahead.
I do this story yesterday. This is for Mississippi State Productions. I do this story yesterday about the coaches in the past Egg Bowls that have dealt with like rumors or whatever. And he says, for those of us without On3 subscription, aside from Dan and Tuberville, who's number three? So I write the story. I go through the time to write this story. I put the story together for our subscribers. And you think just because you follow me on Twitter that I'm supposed to just give away what
They
I'm
don't know how it
and
works, man.
also you don't know who that is?
Yeah.
You don't know who that you don't know who the third person is? Maybe it could be the guy that's in the picture on the front page.
The people who are like, I don't have a subscription. What did it say? Like, you're the worst.
You're absolutely the worst person on Twitter.
You're
Hey,
not even
go,
gonna
did
try.
anybody? Hey, Grok. Hey,
Yeah.
Grok. What's this say behind the paywall?
Oh, hey, Grok, people are the worst. Also from Brick Thomas, can you explain why teams run up the middle like you're explaining it to a child? Yeah, I can, because they believe they are physically better than the other team and they're going to be able to push the pile forward.
Well, and also like there's sometimes you don't have the edges to
Yeah,
run.
yeah.
And it's easier to run up the middle.
Some defenses are set up to contain the edge and it's a little easier to get through the middle. Yeah,
I mean,
I.
there's a lot of people that can run up the middle with ease.
Yeah.
Like Georgia, like teams that have the interior offensive line to move people out of the
Exactly.
way. And if you're
Ford.
facing Mississippi State's defense.
Ford Polk randomly turned on an episode of Dragon Ball Z, and now my wife asks if we can watch it all the time. What's something you introduced your wife that you thought she'd hate, but she ended up loving? The Sopranos.
I just don't know if I've gotten there yet.
You don't
I've
think
been
it's good?
married now for 13 years, and I don't know if there's hardly anything that I've watched or listened to or whatever that my wife's like, "Huh, I like that. That's cool."
There you go. Mine is the Sopranos, and then for my oldest daughter, it's pro wrestling.
Yeah.
She loves the pro wrestling. In 2004 against UAB, Mississippi State was supposed to have the largest American flag display in history with every fan holding up an American flag. It didn't happen because a third of the fans showed. I said that to ask, what's the saddest, dumbest crowd engagement that you've experienced? That's it.
That's a bad one.
That was a bad one. Poured down rain that day, and like they had all the cards out, and they were all soaking. It was just miserable. Like,
Think I was at what was
only
I
Larry
doing that day?
Templeton could have come up with that.
I couldn't make that game for whatever reason. I think I was at some kind of like junior high football thing, or I can't
Oh, by the way,
remember.
I should mention State lost the game to UAB. I'd like to
They
point that
did.
out.
They
Yeah,
lost the game.
that's Roddy White was at UAB at that time.
And like I feel like Jairus Norwood actually had like a really good game, and they still lost. Like that was
That's
like
every game.
that was Jairus Norwood's time at Mississippi State. Like he was really good, and the team
That wasn't
sucked.
enough. Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
Never had one good team with him. That's so
It's so
disappointing.
disappointing. Yeah. By the way, here's this old woman, Ole Miss fan who thinks that about Lane Kiffin that Borky actually wrote it. That made my night last night. That
Oh my God.
thought he actually did that. Alex Matthews, baseball science. Will baseball lose a game because of how bad football and basketball are right now? No, that's it. You can't have future results being impacted by current events in the science. It's what happens that.
On the same day.
We got to get y'all to understand. The science is simple. If two Mississippi State teams are playing on the same day, one of them will lose. Simple as that.
Yes.
It's a very simple theorem.
Every time I
Or
tweet
working
something about the
conditions.
science, every time I tweet something about the science, people try to make it something else. Like, no, this is my theory.
I'm starting to
This is something
understand.
that I've come up with myself, that I've made up myself. It's completely fake, but I've made it up.
That's not the science.
That's not the science. The science is, for example, Mississippi State baseball and Mississippi State basketball are playing on the same day.
Right.
One of those two teams will
We'll
lose.
lose.
There's a 99% chance one of those two teams will
There's
lose.
always an outlier, but that's.
I have not actually run the numbers like I probably should have, but in my head, I'm saying there's a 99% chance
Yeah.
one of those two teams will lose.
One day when I just have nothing to do, I'm going to sit down and I'll do like 10 years worth of the science and see
Well,
how.
somebody did.
And
One of our listeners did. I forget the numbers,
we need to
but
find that.
hey, if you're bored enough at work at your 9 to 5, if you're bored enough and you just need to waste time, figure that out for us.
Hail State 39 asked, there are 16 teams in the SEC and none of them wear the color green. If one of them had to start using it, who would it be? This feels like a really easy one. Florida.
Yeah.
The
They
Gators.
have like gator jerseys or something.
Yeah, if they had a green Gator jersey, yeah.
Well, they have, don't they have like green
So
in some of their stuff?
they did like a scales. It was not a good look. It was
Yeah.
really ugly.
I think like a gator helmet would be kind of cool.
But yeah, a Gator helmet. I think if they had like the blue jerseys and they just had like a green stripe,
Yeah.
that would work.
I think it'll work. Green, blue, and orange. They mesh. Those colors will go together fine.
Ricky Wedgeworth, rumblings. I miss Cam Matthews. That's all. That's the tweet. Well, I understand.
And we
Crap.
all, there were people last year that
All right.
said they couldn't wait for him to go, and I
Those
still
people are
did not understand
fools.
that.
Fools. Crowned Jewel. If you could pick one player at any position from NFL, NBA, or MLB to add to State's roster, who would you pick? So, yes, I said Wembanyama. So, well, hold on. I could pick anybody from in the sport. All right. I'll make this real easy. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson. Does that work?
Yeah,
Or
Lamar would
Josh
be
Allen?
electric in this offense.
Yeah. All right. Wembanyama seems like a pretty good choice for the basketball guy.
Replace Quincy Ballard with him.
And then Ohtani, can I get him? What a weird question. Like, that was the easiest question we've ever had. Also, I searched for tri-tip on the Walmart app and this popped up. It's a book. It's called Grade A Beefcakes, Tri-Tip. One star review, or one
It's got a
star.
bunch of dudes with their shirts off.
Yeah, I need to know more. We're going to get the
They
Wikipedia
need
tri-tip.
us with our shirts
That's
off
fun.
on that.
Yeah,
That's grade A beef.
that's
That's lean right there.
here we go. Tri-tip, grade A beef number beefcakes number three. Hold on.
There's three of them?
Yes, this is the third one. It's been 10 years since Parker Drew and Gus Duke have seen each other, but it's like no time has passed. They were hot and heavy back then, and the spark's still there now. But they're no longer fumbling kids, and they know what they want, what they need. For Parker, that's giving up control to more than one guy. Show more. Gus is more than willing to deliver because he wants to share a woman with Kemp and Poe. Who are those people? I don't know. One look and he knows that's Parker. All three big cowboys are going to give her everything she ever imagined, times three. Oh, I'm not reading that last line. I'm not reading it. Should I, do you want me to read it? Just know right now. I'm telling you that maybe I shouldn't, but what do you say? It's your call. Do I read the last line of this synopsis?
Sure, go for it.
Oh, she'll get so much more than just the tip. I didn't make any of that up. Goodreads.com. It's a 336-page book. Vanessa Vail, a USA Today bestseller, Vanessa Vail has written over 100 cowboy and small-town romances. She lives in the American West, where she's always finding inspiration for her next story. She wrote things like Wolf Ranch Savage and Two Marks Tempted.
Earlier when I said they should put you and I on the cover,
you lied.
I rescind that.
Yeah, I no longer believe that. This book.
Do not put us on the cover, please.
Appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty rough. Pretty rough.
I was in no way involved with this segment.
You were here. You listened.
It will not implicate me.
You laughed and you learned and you loved.
Oh, God.
John Cohen's burner. Maybe it's time to get a new gimmick. What changes would you like slash expect to see on the on-field football staff this offseason? I don't expect very many. I just be honest with you. I don't.
Well, like in
I'd like to see
some like in what they need is not really the same here. I think they need to make wholesale changes on the defensive staff.
But I don't think they will.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Jason Luckett, I'm not usually the dramatic type, but I've been thinking, did Mississippi State sports hit a wall after Mike Leach died? Football not good since Leach, baseball not good at all after winning a national title. Basketball okay, I guess, but not great since we lost Leach. It ain't been right. Thoughts? I'm not going to put the death of Mike Leach on this. I'm just not. Call me crazy.
No, I just think that it was I just think that it was just bad administration there for a while, and then you had the big changeover on football. I think it's kind of bad luck.
Yeah, I agree. Mimi Allridge asks, so Belle, the girl mascot for MSU, is she Bully's sister or girlfriend or wife? The four-year-old is asking. I believe that's Bully's girlfriend.
It's probably a girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Charlie Morgan, I talked to an assistant coach for Tennessee basketball today in Vegas and told him it's impressive that Barnes' teams play such good defense and make free throws at a high clip. He looked at the Mississippi State logo on my shirt and said, well, players who play defense and make free throws get paid a lot more. What is the correct response to this? I literally didn't know what to say. No crap? Yeah, I mean, like, guys who play defense and hit free throws are going to command some money in the NIL market. I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I see what you're getting at, though. Don't get me wrong. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm.
What is your least favorite game day segment or advertisement to see at Davis Wade Stadium when State is losing badly? Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam should be where State's winning only. You cannot be losing and run the Kiss Cam.
The last thing I want to do is be touched or whatever whenever things are happening that's bad with sports.
Yeah. And like, because it drives me crazy because you see people are like, they're so happy to be on the Kiss Cam and it's like 38-0. You're like,
yeah.
Why are you here?
Correct.
Also, in December, I will become a father. Little
congratulations.
Worm. Do you have any advice for my wife and me? I got to know what you're having, first and foremost. If it's a girl, just get used to saying yes. You're going to get used to it.
Just nod.
Daddy, can I? Yes.
Just nod.
Nod and go along with it.
I have a house full of women and a dog outside that's a girl, too. So.
Yeah. Brett Pund, if you could pick a song for the famous Maroon band to play Friday, which would it be? Solely for joke and not preference in his actual destination, Neck or Won't Back Down? Neck is the correct answer.
Neck, yes.
Yeah,
and like LSU's version of Neck.
Yes, exactly. Rob Chittum, I often hear you guys talk about the great bread and cinnamon rolls that Robbie's mom make. Would you be willing to do a taste test to compare it to the bread and cinnamon rolls my wife makes? Rob, let me tell you that I absolutely would be willing to do that. I would be willing to enjoy some homemade bread and some homemade cinnamon rolls from both you and from Mrs. Falk. I absolutely would be willing to do that. Set it up. Make it happen.
Darn.
By the way, that stuff looks really good, too. So tell your wife, that looks great. Sean Brown, when did the deal made at the crossroads for State to win the national championship in 21? When the deal was made, I'm sorry. Did the curse given that day include football and basketball? What must happen to break the curse? Does baseball have to go back to Omaha to break it? That makes a lot of sense that that would break the curse. But that said, yes, it included everything. It was, I'll do anything to win this national championship. Okay.
Until we see otherwise, that's what I'm blaming.
Yeah. Rob Montgomery, friend gave me a ticket to see Grizzlies Nuggets tonight, so I got to see Jokic put up a standard triple-double. Who are the top athletes in any sport you've seen play live and in their prime? I haven't been to a lot of pro games. I saw Breeze. I got to see Randy Moss, but he was playing for the Raiders, so maybe not in his prime, but he was good in that game. I've never been to an NBA game, so I saw Ben Simmons in college. That was his prime. He had a triple.
NBA, I saw Pau Gasol when he was with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know if that
a little
actually.
Early, his prime was definitely in LA, but that's
definitely
a good choice there.
I've been to see the Steelers, the Titans and Chiefs, and then the other day, the Saints. I don't know if there's anybody on the field for Saints and Falcons that I would say,
Bijan
wow,
Robinson.
I get to see them in their prime.
Bijan Robinson, maybe, but he.
I think probably the Titans game where I got to see, you know, Chris Jones and Jeffrey Simmons are out there, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then in the MLB, I got to see Albert Pujols in his prime.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Cardinals and Royals.
Yeah.
That'll
work. All right, Winston asks, if State were to have played the old traditional schedule with Kentucky, LSU, Auburn, and Bama, would the record be much different? That's a good question. So let's say State would have played.
I think they would have beat Kentucky. I think they would have beat LSU.
And Auburn.
I think they would have beat Auburn. Depending on where that was.
Yeah, if I could take off Tennessee, Texas, and I hate to say Florida. Florida's, you know, they had to play another East team.
Florida is like one of these teams.
Yeah, Florida would have been one of those.
We'll just count one of these as losses for that.
Oh, yeah, because you're losing Alabama, too.
Yeah. So, but I just meant like the Kentucky, LSU, Auburn. We'll just count one of those as a loss.
Yeah. They'd be better. There's no.
I think they would have two more wins.
Yeah. All right, Matt McCann has the Mississippi Challenge here for the mascots. Ready? Delta State.
Statesman.
Or?
Okra.
That's right. Millsaps.
Millsaps, Majors.
Right. MUW.
The Owls.
Their mascot is an owl, but they're the Blues.
Okay.
All right. Mississippi Valley State.
It counts.
Okay, yeah, I count it. Mississippi Valley State.
Delta Devils.
Right. William Carey.
It's a knight, but that's not their.
You're on the right path.
And then in a knight,
yeah.
But that's not their mascot, no. But that's what it is.
It's religious in nature.
Crusaders.
That's right. There it is.
We went past William Carey on the way home from New Orleans.
We did. Alexander Watson, if you broke your dominant arm, what do you think would be the hardest thing to learn to do with your other arm? So,
right.
Right? Using a mouse? Like,
yeah,
I could use my left hand to use a mouse.
I could do that. It would take a little time, but I could do that.
Okay.
Writing would be the toughest thing.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I could ever do it. Gib Ellis, old War Eagle Gib.
There he is.
Hey, Dad mentioned G.I. Joe last week, and I was overflowed with nostalgia. Who are your top three favorite Joes? For me, it's Dusty, Flint, and Roadblock. Are you old enough to get in on this?
I was on the tail end. I watched it some, but I was not, like, super into G.I. Joe.
Okay. So, for me, then, it would be Duke. Roadblock is still in there. And Snake Eyes. And I don't know how you don't have Snake Eyes on your. Snake Eyes was the best G.I. Joe. No question. Also, he goes in a WD.
Yeah, of course. He has to.
Wade Jones, if both rumors were true, obviously the first one was. Give me the both scenarios from the time they would have been hired until today if Joe Judge or Steve Sarkisian were hired. Okay. So if Judge had been hired, I think it would have been a disaster.
I think he would have been fired already.
Like he would have already been fired, yeah. Sarkisian's interesting. So like Sarkisian comes in, so his first year is 2020, the COVID year. The next year is when Texas opens up and he goes to Texas. I don't think he leaves after 1 year to go to Texas. I could be wrong. I don't think he does. But he takes, if he's successful, and I think he would have been, he takes the Alabama job over DeBoer.
Probably so, yeah.
Because you
But
couldn't
he
get
would
him
have
out of
gotten State on
Texas.
a really good path. Like, State would have been in good shape.
To a point where if they had hired Lebby, it would have been fine. He would have had good players to work with. So that's how I think that would have worked. The big dog, if y'all were allowed to build Davis Wade Stadium from scratch, what would y'all like to do with it? I mean, it would just be more, it'd be more continuous. There would be a bowl with maybe, I don't even know that there would be upper decks, maybe like one, but definitely a
They're
bowl.
like, we're tearing it down. I'm going to have probably a 50,000 seat stadium with
A lot of
very
premium
good
seating.
amenities. Like everybody's got good amenities. Everybody's got chair backs. The suites are awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Would you rather take a cold shower every day or sleep an hour less than you need? I'm going the cold shower. That can be quick.
You can go in and out the cold shower. It sucks, but.
You know what I'm going to say, right? Man needs his 7 hours.
Yes, he does.
Got to have them. Justin Strawn, the first volume of the final season of Stranger Things debuts on the same day y'all released this pod. What is your opinion on Stranger Things? It's arguably my favorite show ever. My opinion is this. It's a good show. It's a really good show. It's well done. The story in itself is cool. But I can't. It's been 8 years, it feels like, right? Like these kids are supposed to still be in junior high and they're all 21.
It's not, it feels like that. I'm pretty sure that's when it started. It was like 2017, didn't it?
And
Or
this last season is 8 episodes or 9 episodes, and each episode is at least 90 minutes. I have to watch, it's not a TV show. I'm watching 8 movies to
yeah.
finish this series up. It's just overkill. Like people have forgotten what a TV show is. It's 30 minutes, maybe an hour, and that's it. And I feel like I got to rewatch the last season just so I can remember where the hell we
Oh,
were.
I just started from the beginning. I'm on season two. I'm making my way back because I forgot what the story was because we have not had a new season in 3 years. And then you're like, you're going to try to convince me that these 21-year-olds are still like in junior high? Like, but I'm into it. I love it. I loved 80s and 90s nostalgia.
Yeah, it's great.
And I think they go. It's they got that old school like 80s sci-fi feel to it. The synthesizers, like the music that they use with it. I love
Yeah,
that.
it's great. Yeah. I love
Yeah.
the show. I just don't like the execution of it at all.
The fact that it took them this long to finish this thing out, like
It's ridiculous.
the stretch between the last season and this season, really annoys me. But I'm catching up when, especially when it's this far away, like I go back and I try to watch everything leading up to it, so I'm fresh whenever I get into that.
All right. Chris Holloman asks, which of these egg bowls was more exciting, 99 or 07? Definitely 99. Definitely.
Yes.
The 07 egg bowl was a train wreck.
The 07 Egg Bowl was terrible until the
Until it
fourth
wasn't.
quarter.
Who do we need to talk to get calling Baton Rouge played during the game Friday? Hope y'all have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We were talking about this yesterday on the show. You can only troll, in my opinion, once the game's in hand.
It's got to be the From Dixon with Love situation
Right,
where you
we've
know
won
it's
the
over.
game.
It would have to be like in the final minute if you're up a couple of touchdowns.
Like I
Yeah.
like to picture that. Like I picture, state's up. We're just being hypothetical here. State's up 38-24. They have the ball. There's a minute left in the game. Just tell the band to stop playing. Have a moment where it's a little quiet during a timeout, and then all of a sudden you hear, that would be
Yes.
fantastic. But you do that during the first quarter, I'm gonna be livid.
If State is on the verge of winning this game or they do
Troll.
win, calling
Troll.
Baton Rouge is a must,
Yeah, neck is a
and then
must.
neck from the band is a must, and
Exactly.
then some kind of like brain rot video that Mississippi State can put together with like the like Jeff Lebby laser eyes and stuff like that.
Anything like that,
You
yeah.
drop that. That
Agreed.
would be ideal. Hopefully, we get to see all that come to fruition.
We shall see. Cowabunga Capital asks, If Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, or any bottom-half SEC school, were to agree to a $90 million pay package and $25 million NIL player budget, isn't this by definition selling out the rest of your athletic program just to have an elite football program? I mean, unless you got the money. I mean, I don't think that Ole Miss is going to go to Chris Beard and be like, yeah, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're going to tell Mike Bianco he's out of luck. They're still going to fund those sports. So you just got to have the money.
That's right.
Tony Harlow, how many SEC schools will have a new football coach in 2026? You guys do a great job. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, we already know that Arkansas will. We already know that LSU will. We already know that Florida will. It's leaning like Ole Miss will. We know that Auburn will. There's five. I think Sarkisian will still stay at Texas. There's not a lot of buzz to move Shane Beamer out at this point, so I feel like maybe he's going to be back. I feel like Kentucky, they're not going to make a move. So five, I guess we're going to say five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's still a lot.
That's a lot.
I can't wait. You know what?
You're moving towards half of the league.
I can't wait to. If Kiffin does go to LSU, I am going to tweet and like. I wonder if he'll come down to see Matt Moscona, or will he have to go do a private interview as well at media days. Moscona seems like the kind of guy to be like, no, he's coming to my table. That's right. How this has always worked.
Right.
I'm interested to see how that works. Will Disbrow has said he's been listening to the pod all year and been keeping up with the pick'em. The games that I've lost are Missouri over Oklahoma, Arkansas over LSU, and Ole Miss over Georgia. Those are those are my three losses that are hurting me right now.
Okay. I haven't kept up with any of that.
He did, so. Rob Hadaway, what are the odds that Lane Kiffin is working Keith Carter like Brian Pillman worked Eric Bischoff into fake firing him, but in the process giving him a real release, which Pillman used to go to WWF in 1996? I'll just say this. The loose cannon Lane Kiffin works for me.
He's definitely loose cannon. Yeah. I don't know if he's quite like Brian Pillman. His is more junior high girl stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last one. Zachary Cooey asks, a while back I was at the gas station when my six-year-old daughter said, hey, Dad, look, that says 6.7. I look over to my right, and I see a 6.7 Power Stroke logo on the Ford F-250. How did your kids inform you of their participation in this thread? I think I've talked about it with my – your kids probably don't because they're too young. My kids, it's not that they participate. It's that I tweeted something that Lebby said about having six or seven guys, and my mentions filled up with a bunch of idiots. And so I had to come home and ask them about it. And they were like, oh, 6'7". So,
oh, Natty the other day, she laughed at me and said, I said 6'7". Like, I said, no.
Don't you do it. There you go.
Rob Chittum is suspended for next week for the rumblings. He came in under Mississippi State Productions and told him who I was talking about in my premium.
Rob, you're 2 week suspension. No, you know
you're
what?
Suspended, Rob.
2026.
Sorry.
2026, you're back, Rob.
Sorry, you're suspended.
That's ridiculous.
I can't do it. I can't deal with this.
Rob, we're gonna come give away some free stuff outside of the door.
I can't deal with this.
Come on, guys. Y'all be smart. So you're suspended. Simple as that. All right. Back tomorrow, we'll talk Egg Bowl. And then of course, we will have a podcast for you to listen to while the turkey's in the oven. And then Friday, Black Friday, we'll have a podcast early in the morning. Plus the MSU tailgate show will be available. And also don't forget, on Friday, Sports Talk Mississippi, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I should be a really happy camper while that's going on.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Looking forward to that on Friday. So wherever you get, you know, there'll be no mornings with Richard Cross. We'll be talking sports on Super Talk wherever you listen in. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Mississippi Media Production.